Good morning to all the listeners of popular audio talk series being organized on the occasion of World Space Week 2020 by National Remote Sensing Center, Hyderabad. Everyone is fascinated by rockets which go beyond the blue sky. To know more about them, I am inviting Dr. M. Shanith, who is scientist at Vikram Sarabhai Space Center, Thiruvananthapuram. He will take you to exciting world of rockets. Dr. Shanith, please.
The inborn quest of humans to travel and explore goes back to time immemorial. This quest made him to roam the places around him and then venture into sea and fly like a bird in the sky. The search and travel necessitated by the need for finding food perhaps turned into a pursuit of unknowns as time passed. This everlasting quest made him inventing wheels and then proceeding to make animal-driven cars and then automobiles, followed by boats, ships and aeroplanes. Of course, the twinkling stars could have always been beckoning and that could never have been ignored. However, going beyond the blue skies into the space was not that easy. Humans realized early there is absolute vacuum in space and the technologies for transportation he had built hitherto wouldn't be sufficient. Stories of early rockets-like devices appear sporadically through the historical records of various cultures. In 1st century of AD, Chinese are believed to have discovered gunpowder and used it for fireworks. Some innovative spirits might have filled it up in empty bamboo sticks and would have realized that bamboo sticks so filled up and ignited can reach distances. And there took birth the primitive rockets. History says that these gunpowder-filled bamboo sticks and cylinders and those fitted with arrows were liberally used in wars very effectively for a long time, initially by Chinese, followed by Europeans and Indians. There are stories of fireworks with step rockets, multi-stage rockets, from Germany dating 16th century. We can also find stories of people of ancient China even attempting to lift off the moon on chairs fitted with such primitive rockets, a valuable connection between rockets and transportation. The unstoppable urge of space travel has undoubtedly been there from those times. Much later, it is during second half of 19th century and first half of 20th century, modern rockets started taking shape. Near the end of 19th century, Russian school teacher Konstantin Zhilkovsky, inspired by the writings of Jules Verne, proposed the idea of space exploration using rockets and wrote about the science behind it. For his contributions, Zhilkovsky is aptly called father of modern astronautics. During early 20th century, an American, Robert Goddard, made pioneering studies on rockets and published the same and conducted practical experiments. Goddard is considered to be the father of modern rocketry. Around the same time, during early 20th century, a third rocket pioneer, Hermann Oberth, a German, published a book on rocket travel into space, which triggered formation of numerous rocket societies around the world. With the increased interest in rocket, the well-known V2 rocket took birth in Germany under the directions of another rocket specialist, Werner von Braun, specifically for war purpose. It made significant impact during World War II as a weapon. V2 is considered to be the very first modern rocket. With the end of World War II, the German V2 rockets and the engineers behind it were taken over by the Allied forces, mainly the US and the erstwhile Soviet Union. Subsequently, the world witnessed exponential rise of space technology in Soviet Union and the US, which was ably steered by the two visionaries, Sergei Korolev and Werner von Braun, respectively, for many years. Little later, Dr. Vikram S. Sarabhai, another visionary par excellence, taking inspiration from Sputnik launch, laid strong foundation for Indian space program with the formation of IncoSpar in 1962 and starting rocket launching activities from Tumba in 1963. While rockets were used as weapons in the pre-World War II era, post-World War II era is witnessing its increased use for meteorological studies and for launching satellites and spacecrafts into space. A rocket works on the action-reaction principle explained by Sir Isaac Newton. It is much like an inflated balloon held between our fingers getting projected forward in a direction opposite to the escaping air when we release the fingers. Similarly, when a rocket gets ignited, Burning of the fuel stored inside them produces hot gases at high pressures, which escapes fast through the nozzle provided for it. This propels the rocket in the opposite direction. As we know, burning of fuel requires oxidizer. Vehicles moving on our roads consume fuel stored in its tanks and take oxygen from air, both in proportion to the distance it has to travel. It is also related to the total weight of the vehicle, including goods and people it is carrying. Similarly, a rocket also requires fuel to be consumed in proportion to the height and distance it is expected to reach, and also to its total weight, including that it is carrying to the destination. Hence the name payload for what a rocket carries to its destination. Normally, fuel and oxygen-containing material called as oxidizer are stored inside the rocket itself. So, a rocket is able to work without the need for air or any other external aid. This capacity to propel itself without the need for ambient air makes rockets suitable for space travel. Humans realized this perhaps quite early, and it started becoming a science with the works of Tsiolkovsky and a technology with the works of Goddard, Oberth and von Braun. Today's satellite launch vehicles are very complex compared to the very first rockets we discussed so far. They have multiple stages, each having its own rocket system assembled into one single vehicle. Weighing several hundred tons and with a height of several tens of meters, they are truly gigantic in size. For example, India's GSLV Mark III rocket would weigh more than 600 tons, equal to the weight of more than 600 Maruti cars, and has a height of 43 meters, equivalent to a 12-story building. It is interesting to understand why they are so. A satellite launch vehicle is expected to place a satellite or spacecraft into Earth's orbit. It only means that it has to take the satellite from Earth's surface, rise up through Earth's atmosphere and cross the dense atmosphere, travel parallel to Earth's surface like an aeroplane and inject it at a specified speed in a predetermined direction parallel to Earth's surface. In this process, a satellite launch vehicle reaches a predefined altitude, typically greater than 100 kilometers, which is the boundary between Earth's atmosphere and space, and travels a horizontal distance of several thousands of kilometers from the place of launch. This enables the launched satellite to orbit the Earth at a predefined altitude. The massive size of launch vehicle is decided by the quantity of fuel and oxidizer, together called as propellant, that it has to carry and consume towards completing the launch operations. In order to optimize the propellant loading and maximize the mass of payload capability, launch vehicles are made in multiple stages, each with its own propulsion system. Apart from propulsion system, a launch vehicle also has a lot of structural, mechanical, chemical, electrical and electronic components and systems for various operations during flight. This includes navigation, guidance, control and communication. These systems work in total synchronization and are completely autonomous. Initiating the ignition at the predetermined time, navigating and controlling the vehicle during flight, and injecting the satellite precisely as planned, all on their own. Rockets are undoubtedly technological marvels. It opened the doors for humans to the next and the endless frontier for exploration, the space. This will empower the future generations with greater and greater knowledge about our universe and will make us understand our own beautiful planet better.
Thank you, Dr. Shanit, for explaining in such a simple manner. I am sure our listeners would have enjoyed the talk. Friends, you know that these rockets need steering. Without steering or control, they will be like a wandering child moving aimlessly. So, our next talk is on who steers rocket or rocket navigation. Thank you.